okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hello, sports fans, and welcome to Maple Leaf Thursday. I'm your host, Chet Chubetcha, and I'm right here with Kip Sanders. And we are live here from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Canada.
Go Leafs, go. And may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th, eh?
May the 4th be with you. And today we got a big game today, Chet. My name's Chet. Why am I calling you Chet? I'm drunk. Shout out to Vancouver, BC for all selling all those drugs. Clearly, I am on that wave today. I mean, hey, when you sell cocaine at a good price, you can't go wrong. Am I right? Listen, kids, don't buy drugs. But if they're selling at a reasonable price, think about it. You know what I mean? And yeah, so big day for sports, big day for Star Wars. What are you doing to celebrate?
So I'm taking many, many drugs.
Which combo did you get yourself today? Did you get a good deal?
A little bit of the crack cocaine.
Oh, baby.
A little bit of that.
Off the Thursday strong, huh?
Methamphetamines.
Woo!
All that.
All that and more. And that's it for Sports Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, I am suffering an overdose right as we speak. Call 911. Young world! I am Carlos.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. I have headphones on, and this is Thursday, May the 4th, 2023. May the 4th be with you all. Thank y'all for joining us for another week, another episode, another edition of The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Ryan, speak to the children.
What's going on, everybody? I totally forgot it was May the 4th today.
May the 4th, baby.
May the 4th be with you. Super nerdy shit, but thank you for listening.
Whoa, what the fuck?
Today.
Hold on. Whoa.
Today.
How are you gonna?
I never really got into Star Wars, I'll be honest with you. Never. I've probably seen like one of the movies.
What?
The one with the Sith dude. The red faced dude.
Because they're all Siths.
Are the dude with the dual
Darth
fucking,
Maul.
The Darth Maul. The dual dildo?
Dual dildo.
And he's doing this.
What the shit is going on here?
Paddling in the water.
I said his name already. Darth Maul. How are you going to diss Star Wars? Nerdy,
I don't know,
shit?
Man. I'm not saying I'm not.
Star
I'm
Wars.
I don't. I take it back. I don't think it's. It is nerdy, but it's cool at the same time. I just never got into it.
That's crazy. That's brazy.
But
crazy.
Before we get into the Star Wars concept, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We mean everything.
Yes.
Episode 101.
101.
Which is super huge.
101.
You know, so, yeah, we're excited for today's episode. But, yeah, let's get in. So, Star Wars.
Yes.
I don't know. What is it? What is appealing about Star Wars to you?
Star Wars is basically a space western. If you like cowboy-ish, then you'll like Star Wars. Okay? It's basically... It's a love story. It's a drama. It's sci-fi. It's action. It's all of that, baby. And it's got a plethora of movies, TV shows. Star Wars is it. Star Wars is cinema. Cinema. Cinema balls. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Y'all. I'm sorry. You know.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I get
you don't
the
get
whole
the appeal.
I see the appeal. The appeal has to be like there's millions upon millions of Star Wars fans. There's there's so much like merchandise, like all of the movies, like you said, television, like DVDs growing up, like all the toys and shit. There's still Star Wars toys to this day.
Yes.
Like growing up from like early 90s and then you walk into like a Toys R Us now, like you still see Star Wars toys. Like the one of the most famous toys I can think of in my head is the Lego fucking Star Wars, the, like trooper like fucking
the
Legos.
The Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff.
Star.
And it's like, man, it's really taken over the world by storm, you know, over the last like.
Are you offended by Star Wars because their spaceships are called TIE Fighters?
Why would I be offended by that?
Oh, you're Cambodian.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I'm just saying, man.
Carl's is on that Lion's
Den
from
Ghana.
Still on that Lion's Den from Ghana.
No, Vancouver needs to get on that Lion's Den.
I can imagine.
Can you imagine? It's just for Black History Month. They get like exotic.
We're giving out all the African drugs.
Oh, all African only drugs.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And then March 1st hits, like, I'm here back. I'm back here for the Lion's Den.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. That's last month. Yeah. Come on, man. For those that are not aware, Vancouver, BC just opened, or they recently made a law where they can legally sell narcotics such as cocaine and heroin legally.
Yeah, there's methamphetamine.
Legally a lot because to put in your minds how fucking crazy it is that a store, you could walk into a store, buy heroin, and walk out, and the police can't do shit to you.
Literally.
So that's our world today. But I mean, like, Vancouver has nothing to complain about. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people are late arriving to work, then you know.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on? It's like, hey, sorry I'm late, man. Oh, my God. Just I was doing that crack cocaine. Dude, it's been 2 weeks since I've seen you. I haven't seen like, oh, really?
They're like, really? I swear it was just 12 hours ago.
Literally, I just did it right after work on Tuesday. It's like May 4th. But hey, that's the world we're living in now, baby. You willing to move to Vancouver, BC to get that shit?
You know, we knew how like super progressive Vancouver started getting as soon as they started receiving that... when they started opening up those like safe centers for people to do illegal drugs, like you could go in there, do your drugs, and then walk out and then not be arrested for it. And then like nurses and stuff like that, and the people who ran that organization were willing to like clean up and like help you do it so that you did it in a safe sort of manner, which is wild. Like that was a crazy concept for us. You know, even like the legalization of weed was huge.
That was a
and then
deal.
Now we're like jumping 10 light years far. And then now allowing for like all of these hard drugs to be sold in a storefront, you know?
Maybe one day we can make sex public, you know? Imagine just going to the park and just see, you know, just
your gang?
Yeah, just like a circle jerk going on. Just like, you know, just going on, you know what I'm saying? Or just like someone's getting their black bone blown out in the on the park. Can you imagine? Just like, top of the morning, guys. How we doing? Baby, watch. Hey, who knows, man?
You ever caught anybody having sex in public?
In public?
I have.
Whoa.
Once.
Really?
It was in a car. Like, I was, like, going into a parking lot, and then I looked over, and, like, I guess, like, the windows haven't fogged up perfectly yet, because normally it fogs up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, full
and
on.
And they were going at it.
Yeah.
And then you were just like, like, hey, wait a minute, that's my car.
Ride 'em Space Cowboy.
Oh,
it was like the Millennium. You know,
yeah.
It was that dude with the two dildos.
Oh, and he was just going in it.
And Boba Fett, whoever that is.
Yeah.
They were just going at it. It
was
nuts. Yeah.
And they were just going in the helmets and all.
Yeah, it was pretty hot, man.
Holy shit. And then, like, you could just hear the dildos making the saber sound like vroom, 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 vroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about a Star Wars story. I haven't seen anyone do it. I've seen a lady in front of my building go full out naked.
Oh,
she like literally was like, I was just looking out my balcony one day, and then a lady was just walking, and she sits at a bench, and I'm like, okay, you know, typical day, you know, nice afternoon. Sun was not up. Sun was still out. You know, nobody was around, and she literally started taking off her clothes, and I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, stands up, enjoying the nice breeze coming her way, and just sits down. And I'm like, okay, there's a naked lady sitting at a bench.
I'm never going to be sitting there again.
This is ruining my imagery of a nice spring afternoon. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, so this is happening. So a guy walks past and looks at her, just like, lady, are you okay? And I'm just, enjoying the little conversation they're having there. I can't hear anything, but I assume he asked if she was okay. And you can see him going on his phone frantically. It's like, oh, I assume he's calling the police.
Oh, so he wasn't like...
Oh, he wasn't taking
Let me get a picture of this. Let me get a
picture real quick. You know, my group chat ain't gonna believe this shit. Yeah. Like, hey, yo, there's a naked chick on the bench right here.
I'm sure that would happen for some people. That's
I mean, in Vancouver, BC, it's probably gonna be a standard thing now with all the drugs that they'd be selling. Just like, oh, hey, did you go to the store and get that heroin? I sure did. Okay. So you're high then. Yep. Enjoy your day then. You too. And the police came. They talked to her.
Oh, yeah. The police came. Yo, holy shit. The police
came through.
Wow.
Yeah, they talked to her. They had to put her in. Ambulance came, put her in there, and they took her away.
I wonder what she was going through. Like, I wonder what was going through her head.
Lion's Den.
Yeah? Mm. Do you think she was definitely on drugs?
I mean, I don't know, or she was having a mental breakdown. Who knows?
Yeah.
A plethora of things could have happened.
It's got to be something like that.
Well, what can you do, man? What can you do? If only she just waited just a little bit, she could have went to Vancouver, BC, and got her some legal drugs.
So let's say Carlos, if you lived in BC,
yeah.
Does them making it legal for you to buy that kind of stuff, or at least okay, sort of?
Yeah.
Right, because we think of it as like it's not okay because we've known it to be illegal our whole lives, and we've seen people. The result of people happen to be using this kind of stuff, and we hear about it in history books, and we see it on movies and whatnot.
Yeah.
Would you be more inclined to try it now that it's legal over there?
I don't know. I mean, I'm inclined to, because if I die from overdose, or like from not even overdose, because that would be my fault. But if I died because the wrong shit was mixed up in there, then the government's responsible.
Yeah, that is true.
And my family gets bank. Now, I'm hoping I don't die, but maybe I get a shock from it.
I'm wondering.
And then I wake up and like, oh my God, where am I? You're in the hospital. Oh shit, did I overdose? Actually, no, there was the wrong stuff in the drugs you snorted. Get my lawyer on the phone. I am going to sue the government, baby. Let's get it.
What if they, like, make you sign some sort of a waiver, like it's a government waiver being like, hey, you are fully consenting to buying this. You cannot sue the government in any sort of way.
That's no fun.
We're giving you an out.
Kinda. But doesn't that take away the edge of doing the drugs in the first place? The excitement. Your heart races.
To sue the drug dealer?
Yeah.
I'm going to sue this motherfucker.
I'm going to sue this bitch ass.
Putting crack in my weed. Because,
I mean, that actor from The Wire, they pressed charges against the guy that sold him the drugs. And now he's doing time in prison because of the fentanyl in the drugs.
That's crazy.
So it's like, I have to sign contracts to do my drugs now? It's like, that's no fun. I think half the reason why they do drugs in the first place is the excitement, because it's illegal. Knowing you get to, there's a rush from buying the shit. And then you're like, I'm free. Now like I can sit down in peace and do my drugs and not get caught for it.
I can understand that.
That's half the rush. And then doing the drugs itself is the second. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Yeah, I think now that it's legal, it's not as cool. You know?
They've taken away part of the attitude towards it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Now,
they
won't do coke at these big-time parties now. They'll, snort permanent marker.
They're going to have the next biggest drug.
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, a new drug coming out soon.
Probably. What would it be, Ryan? Define that drug. Taking a hockey puck and smashing it into your head repeatedly until you go unconscious.
It's called the Canadian headache.
The Canadian headache. And then you wake yourself up with the smell of Tim Hortons coffee.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah, that would be nice, no? So but who do you got in the hockey playoffs?
Well, I'm definitely going to the Leafs.
Why? What makes you say that? Take your time.
Oh boy, I think the BC drugs just kicked in, yo.
We're just gonna win it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although Florida's looking really good. So for those who don't know, and who those who don't give a shit about sports,
I don't.
The Leafs are in the second round of the playoffs. We actually fucking we killed the curse.
We did it.
20-year-old curse.
Almost 20 years.
The 20-year-old curse. We literally cured it. The last 20 years.
I was reading a stat about that. So the last time he won was 2004, I believe.
Yeah.
And basically, the last time we won, there was no YouTube, no Facebook, no Instagram.
Yeah.
Smartphones weren't a thing.
Yeah.
Drake and The Weeknd weren't a thing.
No. He was still Aubrey Graham.
Yeah. I don't believe Von Mills was open.
No. 2004 was a different time.
It was
man.
A different time.
It doesn't seem that long ago because it was really only 20 years ago, but so much has evolved since then.
Yeah.
I was looking up videos of when we, back in 2004, when we got to the second round, like downtown Yonge Street was going fucking nuts.
Yes.
And like all of downtown the same way. And for those who haven't seen it or are on Instagram or on TikTok or whatever it may be, man, downtown went fucking nuts that night that we moved to the next next game over. So
it was round. Literally Raptors-esque.
Yeah.
They won the championship.
Yeah.
So if the Leafs win it. Oh, we just scored!
Let's go! See?
Let's go, Leafs! Let's go, Leafs! Leafs!
Yeah. So
1-0, baby. Toronto!
So huge. So, I don't know. It's just a good thing for the city, man. I miss how
the Leafs actually win it all this year.
Yeah.
I think we might destroy everything.
It might be nuts.
It might be, bro. We'll backtrack the construction for the LRT by like 15 years.
We got to do something crazy.
We're gonna destroy. That's more construction on the road we're gonna need.
For those who remember,
I think we're too nice. Where we actually might speed up the process.
Yeah.
The fans will actually help the construction speed it up, and we'll have our rooms cleared.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be a real Canadian riot.
Yeah, a real Canadian riot where nothing will break. We're gonna end up fixing shit more.
Yeah, that's no potholes.
No nothing. We'll
our homelessness, all that's just gonna be done.
Yeah, let's go Leafs! Woo! Yeah. Let's go. That's how I see it. Yeah. That would be great. Speed up the process and no more pylons. The construction on the roads is actually getting crazy. It's getting crazy now. I passed through like three construction things on my way here today.
Wild.
On Bathurst and Shepherd, there's one.
Yes.
The one on Bathurst and is it Eglinton? It's not Eglinton.
Well, Bathurst and Eglinton's always a.
Well, I think always I think a construction that was the one. Zone. Yeah, it's been one for a while. I'm trying to figure out.
More than 20 years, it seems like.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, are they end up gonna actually fucking finish the construction there?
I don't think.
Where's the streetcars?
I don't think so.
Jaden Finch has one now. There's a streetcar in Jaden Finch now.
Yeah, you see how quickly they got that stuff
done? Yeah, and it's nearly done. I think I even drove by it. They're actually testing the streetcar right as we speak.
Man, you got to love construction.
Oh, my God.
There's definitely some mob ties or some shit.
110%.
Yeah. Mob doesn't get paid unless there's construction going on
now
in the city.
Now these mayors are planning on, they said that the ones that are running for mayor, they're like, if I'm elected, I'm going to sue the shit out of these companies. Do we get a cut?
Because
then I don't know. You mayors need to get your ish right. I want free train rides on those if they finish on time. If you mayors end up speeding up the process. That's all.
Hopefully.
I don't know. So the Leafs score. Oh, now it's 1-0. So things are looking good so far.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's great.
Let's get it. The news about the lady who the child who ran away from home in Thornhill.
Yes. Our own backyard.
Yeah,
our own backyard.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I'd run away from home too. That was a horrible area. But they found the child. She is safe now.
13, man.
13 years old.
That's like my little brother's age.
What do you got? What problems do you have? No, I'm lying. That's teenage years. So, I mean, teenage.
It's like the start of your teenage years. Like all of the like emotional height. And, like, ups and downs and, like, probably, like, fucking period pain and all that kind of shit's happening.
So it's probably a, I wouldn't say valid, but, I mean, it's something
She was probably going through to run away from home.
Well, did they state that she ran away from home?
That's a good point. I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. I actually don't know.
Like, I guess they didn't come out and say she was kidnapped.
No.
Yeah.
They all I knew is they found her. They ran some tests on her, and she's okay. I actually tried to run away from home once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
It was the fourth grade.
Fourth grade. You're what? You're 12, 11?
I was
10 years old, maybe? In fourth grade?
Yeah, it's like 10, 11.
10, 11.
I attempted. So basically, it was right after school. And I'm just like, I'm going to hang back.
I'm just going to stay in the school.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to...
School's got milk.
And then instead of going to my babysitter's house, I decided to just go elsewhere. And I'm like walking around and I see a few of my friends. I was like, hey, Carlos, what's up, man? I'm like, I'm thinking about running away from home. Like, why? It's like, dude, fucking my parents are on my shit because my grades are horrible. It's like, fucking, it's horrible. And meanwhile, my parents were fine. Like, they weren't beating me and shit. They were just, like, on my case because my grades were bad. I was like, they won't let me play my freaking N64 and shit. Like, man, fuck this. I'm just going to go away from home. And they're convincing me, like, dude, like, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it, dude. You need to stay home. Just stay home. And because a friend of ours, like, it was an actual another kid who actually did run away. He ended up running away from home. And, like, they found him. Like, he's fine now. But I don't know now. I haven't talked to him in, like, ages. But he was actually a cool kid. But, yeah, he ran away from home. And, they said that, like, he was, like, legit going through actual trouble at home. So, they, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just, like, they're, like, they didn't say it, but, like, they were basically saying, like, you're being a bitch. It's, like, don't fucking run away from home. Like, your problems do not compare. You know what I'm saying? So, I ended up going back to my babysitters, and my mom was there, and she was, like, crying. She was, like, scared for me.
Oh, wow.
Shit. I'm, like, oh, damn. God. It's, like, why would you run away? Why would you come home late? Where were you? Like, sorry, I didn't, but, like, I told them I went to the mall. Like, who'd you go to the mall with? Were you by yourself? And I freaked out. I'm like, no, I was with my other friend, Carlos. And he wasn't
Carlos
with me.
Number two.
Yeah, he wasn't with me at all. And so I go home with my mom. And then the next day at school, the principal comes in. He's like, so your mom was here looking for you. I'm like, oh, shit.
Then screwed yourself for the rest of grade four.
Uh-oh. They're like, and we hear the other Carlos was with you? And I'm like, yeah. So they're like, okay, but so long as you're safe. And then I went back to class. And, you know, we're going through class and shit. And recess comes. And I see the other Carlos. So I'm like, hey. It's like, hey, what's up? So listen, I told them that I was with you yesterday. They're like, what the fuck? Why? Oh, score!
Oh, my God. We just scored again. Let's go. Boom.
2-0, baby. 2-0. 2-0. 2-0.
Wild, man.
That's wild times.
Wild. We're looking good.
Damn. We should be in a bar right now. We got to record this dumbass shit. Anyway. But, yeah, we were... I came out to Carlos, told him what happened. He's like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? He was pretty upset. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. I just came. And my principal ended up calling me back to the office. And this time with the other Carlos.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I was like, yo, dude, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking cave. I'm like, dude, fucking be cool. Be cool. And he calls us in. He's like, all right, boys, you know better. Don't do that stuff again. Basically was the gist of the meeting.
Oh, so it wasn't like him trying to find out what you guys were doing. He just said, you guys got to let somebody know. Oh, okay.
You got to let us know. Like, okay, cool. We were in there for maybe like less than a minute.
Okay.
And so we went out and he's like, bro, if that went on for like 10 more seconds, I would have told him straight up. I'm like, I'm sorry. I know. I apologize. But yeah, that was.
So did you ever ask Carlos what he was actually doing during that time? What he could have been doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, maybe, man. He could have been doing
maybe his alibi was being with you.
Yeah.
While he was like out fucking breaking into cars
or
something.
Like fucking maybe doing like You Got Served breakdancing. Yeah, man. I don't know. God. No, but yeah, no. He was like cool about it. He was pissed, but like he was cool about it. And I appreciate that. Thank you for
being a good friend, Carlos.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my one time I wanted to run away from home because I was being a bitch-ass motherfucker over video games and bad grades. But I hated grade four, man. My teacher... Look. My teacher was not very nice, and she knows that. She was like... She, like, not embraced it per se, but, like, she kind of just, like...
Giving tough love.
Yeah, she was giving tough love. It wasn't even, like, love, dude. Like, it was just, like, there was a one moment where I would write names. I was writing something down on the paper, and she just, like, okay, class, who here knows not to write down in crayon for your name? And then people are raising their hands around the class. And then she looks at me and is like, okay, so Carlos, do you see how these other kids are not using crayon? And I'm just like, man.
Make you feel bad.
Yeah. Embarrassing me in front of everybody and the shit.
She probably was going through a divorce or something.
I don't know.
What's like, her name? Man. Do you remember her name?
Miss Palella. And I found out recently she still teaches there.
Oh, shit.
So... But I will say, I'm just like, man, this teacher, I would always be like, man, this teacher's the worst. I'm like, oh my God, she's the worst. I remember my mom was actually late picking me up after school one time. Because I also had like a after school club that I went to because my mom is usually late. So I went there after school a lot. So then she was later than usual. I guess traffic build up somewhere. And Miss Palella drives by. I'm just like, oh, God damn it. She's like, hi, Carlos. I'm like, hey. She's like, what's going on? Yeah, what are you doing all about? I'm just waiting for my mom. It's like, are you going to be okay? Like, I don't mind waiting here with you. Like, I can drop you off somewhere. I'm like, no. It's fine. I appreciate that. Thank you. It's like, okay, well, just let me know if everything's going to be okay. Like, I'll see you tomorrow in class. Like, okay. I'm like, oh, wow, that was actually really nice of her. Like, who knew that she would be so rude, evil during class, but. Very nice.
I thought she was going
to
like...
Oh, no. Let's be... Oh, my God. Here I am just trying to get... No, I want to be clear that she was not trying to do the pedo vibes, all right? She was not on that bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong thing.
It was either going to be that...
Yeah.
Or it was going to be like she goes to your mom and goes, I saw Carlos doing some fucking
fucked up shit. No.
You need to get your son...
Nothing like that. Nah. She was actually very nice. She was very sweet. Like, probably the nicest time I've ever seen her. And I'm just like, damn, she's actually a human being outside of this. So I'm like, okay, you know what? She's not that bad. And then I actually saw her not last year, sorry. The next year in grade five. Because we have teachers, for, like, watching the students during recess and stuff, you know. And I was looking at her, and she's staring at me, and she's walking by. And nothing's coming out of my mouth. And she's silent. Like, I'm like. And she goes, what, Carlos? You don't say hi anymore? And I'm like, oh.
Wait, how old were you when this happened?
I was 11 to 12.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, damn, why didn't I say hi? I don't remember. I don't know why. But I think it was just the way she was looking at me. It was just like a.
So look at this fine young man.
No.
Look
at
this.
God.
Tall.
I want to be clear. I am not accusing her of being a pedophile
tall,
whatsoever.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
She was
glass of chocolate milk over here.
Aside from her being a teacher, she is nothing. She was nothing but nice to me outside. She was my teacher during 9/11. She was the one that told us about the 9/11 attacks.
God damn.
Okay. Miss Palella, I want to be clear. I'm not accusing you of anything. You are nothing but nice. You're nothing but sweet. Do not listen to this motherfucker. You know what? Just for that, I hope the Leafs lose today.
Well, you heard it here, folks. We're about to be canceled because Carlos wants the Leafs to lose.
I don't care.
I'm going to walk out now and head to the bar.
We'll shoot from Russia.
Everybody check me on College Street. I'll be at the bar right now.
Whatever. Speaking of Russia, Ukraine had a failed attempt using their kill streak on.
Was that confirmed that it was Ukraine that did it?
I believe they said it was the Ukraine.
Okay, that's fine. I know, like, I was reading some stuff like how there was like a drone assassination attempt or something like
that.
And
it failed.
And it failed.
It exploded. It did.
But
Homeboy's helmet fell off.
I'm wondering if it was actually them or not. But that's crazy, man. I'm sure that like that guy probably like. It's like a cat, man. He's got like 9 lives. He's probably gone through some shit.
How much kill streaks is that in Call of Duty for a drone? I know there is a drone one, but how much kill streaks is that? 5? 4?
4? 5? Something like
damn,
that.
Damn, that's 5 more they have to attempt again, man. But I'm just saying, man, they had the one shot to get him, you know?
I thought like some insider shit would have happened by now. I thought like an insider, like an oligarch, or like one of like the Russian military dudes wasn't happy with this shit and was like, yo, I'm going to kill this dude myself.
Yeah.
I was like really thinking that was going to happen because.
But he must be a nice guy. Or must be a, you know, Vladimir. Just like, yeah, he's good president. Like, what do you want me to say? I mean, he's a nice guy. He paid for our bill. We fight for country. What do you want me to say? You know,
yeah. But, makes good vodka.
Yeah, makes great vodka. Oh, he's such a party guy so. At the party. You know, he's such a sociable guy. You know, but hey, I don't know. I guess Russia doesn't seem like the type to betray their own. Like they seem very proud of their country.
There's definitely like in the past like year or so since this war has been going on, there's been a lot of like the younger generation that's been like going against it. But I think I agree with you. I think like the older generation really
regardless of
nationalist
like,
Russia.
This is my, you know, you're our leader. Yeah. This is our country. I will fight for it. Like, they're not going to allow a Gen Z person in the goddamn building.
But I'm surprised. Like, I know
a Gen Z employee working and then fucking ended up actually killing Putin and then doing a TikTok dance after on his dead body and shit.
That TikTok dance would make millions of views.
I mean, it would, but and China would just be like, holy shit.
They done did it.
They offed fucking Putin. But nah, I don't think. I think now that they attempted that, Putin's going to want more smoke than ever, all right? He's going to be a chimney now because he wants all the smoke.
Well, he keeps, like, threatening all these, like, nuclear weapons and all that kind of shit, right? Yeah. So, I fucking hope not.
Nah, same here.
Because they're definitely pulling us in.
Quiet, too. When was the last time you genuinely saw like a video of Putin?
I feel like they're not really like promoting it as much.
Well, the Ukraine guy is everywhere.
Oh yeah,
he's coming to Canada. He's coming to, you know what I mean?
Zelensky, yeah. Well, there's not many people that are cool with him. Where can he go other than China?
I guess.
And like North Korea or
but
something
yeah,
like that, right?
Where is Putin though? Have you seen him? Yeah. I haven't seen him in ages. There was a rumor that he actually died.
Like that he doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Who knows, man? So who knows?
I don't know.
But I'm thinking like...
But free Putin, though. He ain't do... Well, I'm lying. I'm not going to even finish that sentence. What?
You've ruined half our audience.
Well, whatever, man. Y'all know how I feel. Vladimir. Well, I'm not even going to take sides in this shit. Obviously, that's something I don't want to do. I don't want to take sides in this because, you know, I have friends who are Ukrainian, but I live in a very predominantly Russian area. I'm not trying to have a bunch of people be naked outside of my apartment, trying looking for me, wondering where I am.
But yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So. Yeah, assassination attempt. So crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how that shit like exists.
Mm.
You know, Canada, we're living such a sweet life where I just go to work and play video games and all that shit, and there's like people getting assassinated.
What's the last like wildest assassination attempt there's been? XXXTentacion was that even assassination or is that like a, I think it was just a robbery that went.
I don't know, Tupac?
That count?
That counted for me.
Why do you say that? Why did that count?
Because he's, if not the second greatest rapper of all time.
The second greatest. I'm not going to ask for number one because we have a time limit.
Because
folks,
he is the second greatest rapper of all time. But I would consider that an assassination attempt.
Mm. Well, I mean, it was
an assassination. Yeah, it worked.
It went through.
Unfortunately.
Can you imagine the feeling of the dude that did it? Pop! Oh, shit!
I did it.
I did. Wow! Yeah. Okay.
I can't think of anything bigger. Unless there's like probably like politicians and stuff like that, like over the last.
JFK is not bigger?
JFK was in the the 70s, though, no?
Well,
in the 80s.
You mean like recent? Like
yeah, I'm talking about recent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said, that dude has no, like you think people are going to remember that dude's name in like 10 years?
Come on, man. You don't like his music?
I don't even really know his music. I'll be honest with you.
My pants.
I don't even know that dude's music.
Fuck with me. Look at me. Fuck at me. Look at me.
Like, I can't even name. I can't even name a song that that guy did, but I know for a fact.
No.
I'm gonna. People are gonna remember Tupac's name.
I'm sad. I know. Yeah.
But I don't think people are gonna remember that dude's name in like 10 years.
I'm gonna say a controversial thing. I don't get why people call XXXTentacion a legend. I don't get it. Like I don't think he's had an impact on the music as much as your Biggies, your Tupacs.
Well, like Gen Z, like definitely puts a lot of emphasis on like names, right?
So yeah, like
which I can understand.
But at the same time, I'm just saying, XXXTentacion doesn't have a statue in Europe. Tupac has a statue in Europe.
Like, how many years was he big for? I'm not trying to play on somebody's name. Like,
you're trying to get us canceled by Gen Z.
He's a dead dude, and like he's dead, and I don't wish death upon anybody.
Listen.
But like, I just don't think that he's created much of an impact in relation to some of the other big rappers.
I've already risked death from the Europeans enough as is. You can't. We have Gen Zs in this country, dude. You can't do that. Your brother's a Gen Z. He'll legit kill you in your sleep.
Don't. Are Gen Z's even listening to this
podcast? Whoa. What are you doing?
Are they even listening to this podcast?
What are you doing, dude?
Do you even understand how to socialize?
Don't. Stop.
Without online phones?
Stop. You're
and society?
What the fuck, dude?
Can you walk up to somebody on the street and say hi?
What, Ryan, stop. You're hurting their feelings. Stop.
No, I get it.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many TikToks are going to be made of with that voice note?
That's a crazy
thing. It's
going to
be played in the background and just them crying? Stop.
AI songs, man. AI song. AI, like, apologies with my voice on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're practically providing our voice notes to the world.
We could have an AI ripoff of the blank. Well, they'll have a whole ass episode. Yeah. It's just AI using our voices and our video of us.
Do you think it'd be a better podcast than us?
110%. It'll be way more wackier. They'll bring in AI guests and shit.
They can sound sophisticated at certain points.
Like,
talk about world history.
Words. I'm like, what the hell is even that? And we won't make a goddamn dime from it.
Carlson Ryan never sounded so good.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? That ain't me. That's not fair. And we won't see a single dime. That's bullshit, dude.
I've been hearing like a lot of scams and stuff like that have been recently happening.
I wouldn't
be
surprised. I mean, even the supposed godfather of AI, he dropped out. He's just like, yeah, no, this is a bad idea.
You think people were using it for wrong? Like, is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. There was that one dude that used AI and he created a whole ass Drake and Weeknd song.
Yeah, that was dope.
It was a catchy song, but I mean, at the same time, it's fucking terrifying. I'm telling you, man, I had told everyone from the jump, Skynet is real and they're going to kill us all if you keep using this AI shit.
You did. You did
even our homeboy who was saying some mean shit to the AI. Relax, bro. That shit will access your bank account and then it will impose, fake purchases. Can you imagine you going to your bank account and seeing payments to Skimpy Scrippers, Spread Eagle? How do you explain that to your family? And then it sends screenshots to your family of you DMing all these these people. Don't do that. Be nice to AI or actually get rid of it. Please. AI will be the death of all of us. That's what's going to call a that's what's going to cause a nuclear holocaust on this earth.
Yeah.
AI. I promise.
It's definitely pretty crazy what it's going through. But I still believe in it. I'm still behind it. I like it. I think it's cool as fuck.
That's you're dead. You're dead first.
I like it.
I'm already wearing the tinfoil hat and going against it, bro.
Take my voice.
Mm-mm.
Turn me into Barry White.
Oh, fuck that.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Can't get enough of little love, baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they just scored. Florida just scored. Florida.
Brutal.
Florida. It's 2-1, y'all. It's 2-1 in hockey. It's only the first, too. Golly.
So what did you think of... There was that shooting that happened the other day where it was like this dude like shooting an AR in the sky and then the neighbors came over and was like, yo, shut the fuck up. And they shot them dead. Did you hear about that?
Did that make you laugh? Did that make you
chuckle? No, I think it's absolutely fucking nuts. That's why it's funny.
Did this happen in Florida?
I don't know if it happened in Florida. I think it was like LA or something. Oh, I had to be like Texas or something like that.
Okay. So he was just practicing.
Oh, it was Texas.
It was.
Yeah, it was Texas.
So yes. Homeboy was just in his backyard.
So he's in his front yard, actually.
Oh, front yard.
And he's out drinking beers, and he's got his gun, and he's shooting in the air for fun.
And the neighbors go up to him with the AR. a person with an AR just like, hey, can you shut the fuck up?
And then his neighbors were like, our baby is sleeping. Shut the fuck up.
I see.
And then he shot 5 of them dead.
And then they walked back. They're like, that was the right thing to do.
5 people died. I think there was like an 8-year-old kid that died.
That's shitty.
In that,
obviously condolences to those involved. But for future, if I see a person with a gun, my first thought isn't for me to go up to him and tell him to shut the fuck up. My first thought is, I'm staying in this house. I might call the police if he's, you know, causing a ruckus such as that. But I'm not going
to
tell him to shut
up. It's normal for people to have guns out there, though.
Yes.
It changes the whole...
But to shoot an AR...
The whole perspective of guns out there is, like, totally... Like, people, you could walk into a Starbucks and a dude's got a gun.
Sure.
Right?
But you're not going to go to a Starbucks and see a dude outside shooting an AR.
I'm sure that's probably happened in Texas history before.
Yeah, probably has. But, I mean, like, they've done something about it. Not everyone went up to him and be like, hey, yo, shut up. And you know what? You a bitch. AR's for bitches.
But yeah. Crazy, man. And then they found the guy a couple days ago.
Oh, he ran off?
Yeah, so he ran.
Of course he did.
And then they found him at like a friend's house hidden in a pile of laundry.
Nice. Nice.
He's doing
I hope they don't find me.
Yeah, and his shirt, he just thought it was going to be open to be a pile of laundry. Mm. But yeah, crazy, man.
Lovely.
Condolences to the people that happen to lose their lives. But that shit is fucking nuts. And you know what the sick part about it was?
What?
The Republicans came out and was like, man, they were illegal aliens anyway. Man, Texas.
Wow.
Fucking wild, brother.
Wow.
That's the Wild West. That's like some Star Wars shit.
Trump 2024,
man. Some Star Wars shit, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Republicans.
Or at least one big Republican was like, came out and was like, why are we letting these illegal aliens do this in our country? Instead of like, and he's a Republican for the state of Texas.
Nice. Lovely.
Crazy,
man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Fucking America, man. What do you want me to do? Wow.
Literally.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, this is why I'm very hesitant to ever live there. Even visiting there, I'm on my, you know, the edge of, you know, I'm hesitant. So
edge of your seat over there, man.
No. No,
even
no,
when
no.
We were in Vegas, it was kind of scary.
Although house prices are pretty nice.
Yes.
In Texas.
Yes, they are.
You can get, for $600,000, you can get a nice-ass mansion out there. Not bad. House prices are pretty decent. Shoot. For house prices like that, shoot, I don't mind my neighbor shooting AR. If I see my neighbor shooting a fucking AK, top of the morning. How are
you? You pull yours out?
Hey. Shooting. Oh, yeah, bitch. Shooting, baby.
Yeah.
Smooth as butter.
Happy Thursday, man.
Yeah, happy Thursday. Take care. Hey, so where are you from? Up. Oh, don't point the gun at me. Yeah. All right. Sure. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, no. I don't know. Texas, baby. I don't fucking know. Oh, shit. I thought they scored. It is still 2-1 for the Maple Leafs game. I'm not going to call the game. Oh! No, sorry. They missed a shot.
So have you seeing, because I don't watch the social media account, have you been seeing a couple people have been joining the entry at all? You don't mind me asking? The contest? The no yurking contest?
The no yurking?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait, the no yurking contest?
Have we come up with the end of the rules yet? Have you seen anybody do it yet?
What the hell are you even talking about? The no yurking contest? I was like, wait, what?
That was a Seinfeld reference.
The t-shirt.
Yes, the t-shirt contest.
I didn't post it yet. Oh my God. Here's the deal. Here's my thing. I apologize, folks. I apologize because I wanted to bring it.
People waiting.
I know. I wanted to bring it up.
People have been waiting.
It's just that I wasn't sure which picture to use because I didn't want to use the wig ones to promote our show because it's promoting our show.
So I was thinking we can get like a nice design ad for the post to intrigue the fans to be like contest alert and then use a picture from the poster.
All right.
Yeah, that's all.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't want to use the wig one. I'll use the wig one on a separate one, but not like.
All right.
That's why.
All right.
So well, it's coming.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
It's you had coming. To wait a whole week for this contest, but it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. It's a good contest. And I'm hyped for the shirt. So, Carlson and I still have to design it, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So it will take a little bit of time, but we are hoping that people do participate.
So it'll come soon. All right. Patience, baby. Patience. Patience, baby.
But it'll be good.
What was that news story about that dude that went to a sex worker and did not pay for the sex work?
Yeah, he was some like 32-year-old dude in Durham, and then he goes and hires a prostitute. They do the deed, and then he goes, "I'm not paying you." So she calls the police. And goes, "I just had sex with this dude."
Yeah, I just sucked the shit out of it. I sucked the fucking
life. I just gave this dude the Gok 3000.
3000 with the hand grip twist motion, nonstop. And can you imagine the police writing this down? Just like, you said Gok 3000, hand grip twist motion. Yeah. Well, what does that entail exactly? And, writing this down. And I'm sorry, you said you were a prostitute? Yeah, okay, that's not the point right now. What the point is, I gave the service and the motherfucker ran off. He didn't pay for it. So go find him. And
did you see what the dude looked like?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that dude's a scary looking dude.
He looked like he definitely should have paid her.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't get it free anywhere else.
No, no.
No.
That dude looks scary as fuck.
Yeah, he did.
So if you don't know the story, go look it up. It's fucking, it's his hilarious, mugshot is not a good mugshot of him. But it just reminds me of how, like, rough that industry is. Mm. You know what I mean?
People not paying for fucking, that's unfortunate.
Like, you gotta get under and be on top of some real,
you know what I mean? They've probably seen some pretty yucky situations.
Some real mugs.
You know, got themselves eating ass and shit. For a reasonable price,
and, about $250.
Yeah, for like, you know, just like.
Not that I know the prices.
Of course, I didn't negotiate the price. You know, doing a Tokyo Sandblaster for like $75. Oh my God, those poor workers! Shout out to sex workers, man. Shout out to all the prostitutes out there making it. You know what I'm saying? Your people too, damn it.
At least in BC, they can make it exciting.
What do you? Oh, with the drugs. Oh shit! Wow, can you imagine? Like, I don't have cash, but I have party.
You know what's actually crazy though? So I was walking around Toronto yesterday, up and down Spadina on Queen Street and stuff like that. And there's two shops right across from each other that sell magic mushrooms. Two big ass shops. I'm not talking, and then they're not quiet about their storefront.
They're literally.
It is a very colorful storefront that states they sell mushrooms.
Mushrooms aren't illegal though, are they?
They are.
Are they?
Yeah. They're like hallucinogens. They're like LSD.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I'm not talking about like shiitake mushrooms, man. I'm talking about like magic mushrooms.
Well,
like
I was gonna say if that was illegal, shout out to Eastside Mario's because I ate that shit like crazy. No, but yeah. I mean, yeah.
So you can go to a store now, and I believe you can buy mushrooms.
And it's still illegal, though, no?
It's illegal, I think. Yeah, it's kind of like the way that when cannabis was or weed was still being legalized, where there's that weird in between where it's like you had to have a license for it. Mm. Or something like that.
Or a massage parlor.
Yeah.
It's illegal, but they're still open. And
I'm interested, man.
In massage parlors? I can take you. I know a few places.
I was talking about the mushrooms, but.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's code. That's code for mushroom.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Massage.
So I think that's definitely almost as if Ontario is getting to that point. Maybe not as like. On a loud scale or like a large scale, but
conservatives to run the country again.
It's definitely getting to that point.
Trudeau needs to chill out with the whole, he needs to relax, all right? That cyborg, that robot. Oh, so you all right? You're crying? What are you crying about?
I don't have any mushrooms, man.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Okay, I can go get you some.
But yeah, interesting, man. Mm. Would you do mushrooms?
It depends. Depends in the scenario. Depends.
Well, they have this concept called microdosing, where you take very small very small bits at a time, just to make sure that you don't fucking go nuts.
Or eat my own jaw, like eat my own jaw.
Yeah. Or like, and supposedly it's like the one drug where you still feel like yourself, but it's still just like wavy.
Still, you know what I mean? Feel like yourself.
Yeah, like it's not as if you're like, you know, when you're drunk, you're
do
like
you turn into a new person when you take these drugs.
Is it possible? I've never taken these drugs.
I don't know. Those episodes where you wear those weird
I've
ass
never
hats,
done no drugs.
Those episodes where you wear those weird ass hats, man, you've definitely been doing some shit. I don't know, man. I don't know.
But yeah.
All right. If you say watching this makes me realize, don't you miss hockey night in Canada?
With that one dude, I forget his name.
Don Cherry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hockey night in Canada.
I think that was like a part of Canadian history.
Right.
That's
it's
like going to
go
down.
One show you needed, you know, just Don Cherry ranting about why these players suck. Or then why he needed to tell these immigrants why they should wear their fucking poppies to respect
the
goddamn.
Why. That's why, yeah,
respect
right.
the goddamn soldiers and veterans.
Yeah. That's why they got rid of him, right?
Yes.
Because the poppy thing?
The poppy
That's
thing.
Crazy, man.
I want to be clear also that he wasn't talking about immigrants. He was also talking about younger generations as well. No one was wearing poppies.
And yeah, that is
should.
True. That is true.
And you should. But I want to be clear that I do not agree with the views of Don Cherry, and everyone is all welcome to wear whatever they want. Gen Z, please do not assassinate to kill me and dance on my grave after with a TikTok dance.
I wonder what Don Cherry is doing now.
I'm curious also. It's been a minute. I think he's hosting a podcast, though. So I think he's competition.
I love how, like, the podcast creation is, like, the next step to freedom.
To, you know what I mean?
It's like
whatever you want.
Everyone just gets
to
go,
express your views.
You know what? If I'm getting canceled by regular media, I might as well
go
start a podcast.
In, you know what I mean? There's one dude that says the wrong thing. It doesn't even mean anything. Just be like, so I talked to this Jewish guy on the road. And they're like, oh, whoa, you can't say that. He gets fired. And then he talks about the podcast. He goes on the podcast. Like, I want to be clear. I have nothing against the Jews. Can you believe what the Jews said about me on the TV? And then he still has he has 2,000 episodes going on as we speak.
Crazy.
Oh, podcasts. Hey, man, they're the savior. You know what I mean? We just.
So why do you think that some girls don't like guys who have podcasts?
Is that a thing?
I think it's a thing.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that why I'm single?
No. But I think I've heard that in the past or in passing. Like, dating nowadays, girls are like, man, I don't want to date someone who has a podcast. Or like,
that's a thing.
I think so.
I mention that to girls a lot.
Because I've heard it like at least more than like 3 times.
Really?
From separate people.
And they're
being like,
that.
Oh, like, or this girl has on her profile, I don't want to date a dude who has a podcast.
Because
and then I heard it from
you
once.
They're worried about the hearing stories about them getting their back blown out on the podcast.
I guess.
That's unfortunate. I want to be clear to all the ladies that are listening to this episode. Whatever I do to you, whatever we do to each other, that's between us. All right? Plus, I'm almost positive it's illegal, some of the shit we'll do to each other. I ain't trying to, you know.
In Ontario.
Yeah, in Ontario. I think Thailand is the only ones that acknowledge it as legal.
Maybe BC,
maybe,
they're getting there.
Maybe BC,
they're getting there
with the drug shit, but
they're getting there.
But I'm just letting y'all know, ladies, between you and me, all right? Shit. That's I won't even say your name, all right?
Yeah.
All you voluptuous women out there. But, oh, that's unfortunate.
I think it's just like it gets a bad rep because a lot of, like, podcasts, at least the popular ones on, like, social media get a bad rep because a lot of them that are popular are, like, run by, like, guys like Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan doesn't get a good stance.
I saw on a profile. One. Oh, shit, that was close.
Sorry. I saw on a profile once that one lady was like, if you're a fan of Joe Rogan, please swipe left.
Yeah. So stuff like that.
It's like, well, I mean, like, I wanted to kind of talk to her and be like, why do you not like Joe Rogan? And they'll probably say, like, the COVID thing. And I'm just like, yeah, but what did he say? And they won't know. They just know based off of hearsay.
But I think that's a big part, like, of the whole saying, how, like, some girls just don't like that. You know, I think that guys like Joe Rogan,
they really ruin it for us.
Guys like Tate, you know, that have, like, these big platforms that they can go on, especially with Alex podcasts. Jones. Alex Jones, like, it gets a bad rep for dudes doing podcasts.
I wonder how he's doing.
You know?
He owns, like, he owns
didn't,
like,
he filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah. It was, like, a billion plus some.
Making frogs gay?
Yeah. And now that all he has to, you know, he's just sitting aside while the world is just making our fucking frogs gay. Yeah. Oh, we score!
Oh, my God. We did?
We're just waiting for the score, y'all. Sorry, we're quiet. It said goal. Unless that was a TV glitch.
It had to be a glitch. I think it was a glitch. Or maybe like a replay.
Okay. That would suck. Man, I just want to go flex. Go a little deeper than my neck. So it's 2-1. It is 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah, it's still 2-1. Sorry about that, y'all. Apologize. I got excited for no reason. That might be another thing that you ladies and I will keep you with each other. You know what I'm saying? I get excited early.
Have you ever gotten backlash from it?
What, the podcast?
Yeah. You ever think anyone's ever said, like, or like if you've been on a date and you tell them
I haven't talked about my dates here. Oh, I'm lying. I talked about my obviously the bad dates I've had, but I never received backlash from it. No.
Oh.
But you received backlash, no?
I feel like it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, like, what do you have to say?
But it was the marriage one you got a backlash from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. Are you still sleeping on the couch because of that?
All good backlash.
All good?
All backlash is good backlash.
I don't
creates the dramatics. The couch is nice.
Yeah. Okay. There it is. There you have it. Let's get to the point.
It's comfortable.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like it's become like somewhat of a norm how like some girls can come on and be like, oh, I don't like short guys. Mm. Or like how like some guys like will go in their thing and be like, I don't like horse girls.
Horse girls?
Yeah.
Men don't like horse girls?
No.
Like equestrians?
Equestrian girls.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
upkeep.
Upkeep.
You ever heard the stigma around horse girls?
No.
Really?
What? Oh, because like, they
like they're like, you know, I'm like stuck up and like, cause you gotta be rich to have a fucking horse.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like.
I thought you were referring because they ride, and so you have to, like, it'll be tiring to, you know. And then they'd just be on you, and then, you know, they'd be like, giddy up! I'm like, can you not treat me like a fucking horse, please? You know what I mean? I thought that's what you meant. I didn't think because of the rich stuck up. I actually talked to a person who owned a horse, a girl. It didn't work out, but she was cool. Yeah, she owned, like, 2 horses.
It's expensive, man.
That's not cheap.
It's pricey as shit.
So she might. I now that I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it's. She might have been wealthy, and I fucked it up. Well, not really. It was getting boring. It was just like
All she did was talk about horses.
Yeah. Well, no, I asked her about it because I was curious. But yeah, all she did was talk about her pets.
And that's why men don't like horse girls.
There it is. They're boring as shit.
Yeah, we solved the stigma.
Yeah. Boom. They're boring. But yeah, why did it? Okay, well, the screen's gone. Oh, I guess it's because of the end of the first.
Yes.
All right, y'all, it's the end of the first. We are going to end it here. Episode 101. Thank y'all for joining us this week. Tune in next week where we're going to talk about more continuous dumb shit and ramble on. And y'all will just sit here and listen to us because.
I got one thing to say.
Oh, yes, please.
So last night.
Uh-oh.
It was my first time going to this event.
Event. Okay. Yeah.
It was an art exhibit by the graduates of OCAD.
Okay.
And shout for those who OCAD. For those who don't know, it's a university of creative design and something.
Is that what OCAD stands for?
I think so.
University of Design or fucking something.
University of, I don't know. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
But shout out to them. That was really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. That's my first time ever being to that. So they have like a yearly thing where all of the graduates that are leaving the program are leaving the school that graduate to go live their lives.
Yeah.
They do like an end year or, yeah, pretty much end year exhibit from what they've been working on for the when they first come into OCAD. Mm. And, man, some of the art there was fucking cool, man. It was really fucking cool.
What was the art? What's some of the art? Describe some of the
some
art.
Some of them, it was like painting. Some of them were sculptures. Mm. Like this one dude, I have no idea where he got his fucking his ideas from, but he literally made this big metal pig. And then on the inside, there is like this like spinning bowl of rats on the inside. Yeah, it was pretty fucking weird. I'm telling you. But.
So you're saying, I think what he's trying to say is that rats being snitches is what keeps the pigs alive, meaning the cops.
Wow. Wow.
That's deep, huh?
Wow, that was deep.
Let that food for thought sink in. Yo, you should have brought me, man. I would have fucking dissected.
You would have loved it.
I would have dissected all.
You would have loved it. RPG. It was a really last minute thing, but I just wanted to say shout out to OCAD and shout out to all the graduates.
God is kind of like,
that was some cool shit.
It's like a like an artist like those folks like from OCAD.
Definitely.
You know, he's just like.
Definitely.
I'm gonna make this art piece. I'm gonna create this guy named Robert Kelly. He's gonna create some of the greatest log songs of all time.
But you gotta give him a flaw though.
What flaw could you be? he's a child rapist. All right. He loves touching little girls.
So you think God has that accent?
I think so. Absolutely. He's up there. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like, you know, just standing there like that. Just, what can I do today? What can I do? I'm all right. I'll tell you what. I am going to impregnate this one girl. Call her Mary. Let's you know, her name is Mary. She's out in Bethlehem. She has a husband already. So I'm gonna impregnate her, and it's gonna be my son. He's gonna be the second coming of me, but I'm gonna get people to kill him.
What?
Yeah. I'm gonna get him to kill him. They're gonna execute him, and they're gonna put him on a cross. He's gonna die, but he won't die necessarily. He's gonna rise again. Are you serious? Oh, yes. That's my, and, you know, he has the, God has the hat, you know, with the glasses, spectacles, and the turtleneck sweater. That's how I see God.
Cigarette in hand.
Yeah, just, here's the deal. I'm going to put the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals, and they're going to come back from a 3-1 lead. God, that's never been done before. I'm going to make it happen. All right. That's all. Yes. That's all.
Oh,
that's
my
all.
God. I love it.
Yeah. That's how I see God. He's just up there with, you know, as a design artist. I'm going to create a hockey team that's going to be the most popular hockey team in the world. And I'm going to make them win their championship this year. Oh, okay, well, I mean, that must be nice. But they're not going to win it for over 50 years. Pardon? What? Yeah, no, they're going to be championshipless for like 50 plus years. Who knows? That might be God this year.
God done did it.
Yeah, Mike done did it, man. Shout out to God and his OCAD dreams. All right, folks, we're out of time. Thank y'all for joining us. Thank y'all for tuning in and keeping us posted. We'll keep y'all posted for next week's episode. And we hope the Leafs win. Go Leafs, go. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
Watch. I had some message and I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
This Carlos is going to post a contest. Check out the Instagram post.
Yes, check it out.
We're definitely going to make real cool posts for that. Yes. So definitely check it out. And then join the fucking contest.
Yes, please. Share, like, and subscribe. This is The Blank with Carlos Orion. And remember, at the end of the day, y'all, fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
Deuces.